תן לנו הרבה זמן.
Good afternoon, רבותיי. So, don't want to leave the week without any מוסר, especially before Shabbat Kodesh. So, מוסר, by the way, is the silver polish of the soul. You ever see silver, real silver, after a while it oxidizes and gets tarnished. So you have to take the, you know, that cream or the wipes, so they have that, all that stuff, you have to polish it. So the מוסר, the Torah that we learn gets infused in it, but the real polish is the מוסר. Musar brings out the shine of the neshama. So we're in Sha'ar Teshuvah, page Kavdalet, Ot Memvav. Continuing with some of the principles of Teshuvah. Ve'al ha-derech ha-rishon pirushu Rabotenu Zal Ha-Mavracha. Ve'midrash Tehilim ki amru Rabotenu Zal al zeh ha-mashal l-rofe sh-ra'a et ha-makah ve'amar kama ha-makah hazot makah rabba meod. Mashal is that a sick patient went to a doctor and the doctor said, wow, what a big wound, wow, you start... אמר החולה ועליה אשר הוקטי מכה נחלה, לא הייתה זאת כמיל בעבור לגלות צדקת רפואתך ובעבור הנותך את כוחה. ועוד נוסיף לקח על דבר העיקר הזה בשער הרביעי, which means the רופא, before he starts working on the patient, the doctor says, wow, this is such a big, big wound and you know, you're lucky you came in time. So the חולה says, you know, if I only got this makah in order to, you know, maybe the only reason why I got this makah was to show the world how expert of a רופא you are. So it's like we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, wow, look at your chit, look at your avon. It's so bad, whatever. And we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exactly. Again, b'derech shel kavod, obviously, but Hashem, this is your time to shine. This is your chance to show the world how big of Rahman you actually are, in spite of such big sins and big avonot, and, you know, avonot, ufsha'im, chata'im, is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you still take us back. And that's a big, it's a big zach. It's a big kiddush Hashem. Say, Hashem, who used this technique many times over.
Moshe Rabbeinu,
every time Am Yisrael sinned, kol pam ve'ata yigdal nakor, yomru Mitzrayim, he kept on saying, Hashem, if you wipe them out, and Hashem would have been very, very within his rights to wipe us out, many times. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu every time say? Yeah. Lama yomru Mitzrayim lemor, b'ra'a hotziam la'arog otam b'harim, what are they going to say? It's going to cause a chilul Hashem. And every time, tov, salach t'kidvarech asar. So what do we see from Moshe Rabbeinu? That this technique works. It works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mochel avonotem shel Amo Yisrael. Even if we're not deserving, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not deserving. What are people going to say? Show the world your koach. Ve'ata yigdal na koach Hashem. You know, that's in Parashat Shelach, after the Chetam Raglim. Moshe Rabbeinu used the same tactic by Chet Ha'Egel. Again by Chetam Raglim. Again by Korach Va'adato. Again and again and again, and it works. That's ra'aya, that's what Hashem likes to hear. Because the only reason we're in this world is to create Kiddushem Shamayim. And every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel v'soleach lanu, that is a Kiddushem Shamayim.
Wasn't the one by Koach that amount to eliminate it between, like, oh, distinction between Koach and his father and the other B'nai Yisrael?
Nachon, but you know what happened after Korach? There was a magifa.
Oh.
Right after the fire came out, right? Don't forget, there was a fire that Korach v'adato fell into the ground. The 250 makrivei ha'ktoret, the fire burst out and started burning them. And then it didn't stop there. What happened? It started spreading among Am Yisrael. How many people died there? 14,700. You know, these are... Huh? No. Aharon with the ketoret. Aharon running around with the ketoret. That's when he stopped it. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Huh? Nechash Nechoshet is a different story. There are multiple times there were mamash terrible, huge magifot in Am Yisrael. There was that by Korach Va'adato, then they had it by the Nechash Nechoshet again, then they had it again by Pinchas, by Zimri V'Sana, 24. We say these numbers like, the Havdin Chas Shalom person can think potato chips, 14,700, 24,000. Huge numbers of Am Yisrael. Shem Yirachim. And the only way Hashem stopped is Moshe Rabbeinu Amad Baperetz. Like we say in the Slichot, we say it, Amad Baperetz Balnien Yishok. Who is Amad Baperetz? Moshe Rabbeinu. What's a peretz, Rabotai? A breach, a hole. When there's a hole, all your enemies can come in and attack you. Yeah? Who stood to block the hole to make sure we didn't? Moshe Rabbeinu. Amad Baperetz Balnien Yishok. Lama Hashem Ta'amot Berachok. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. But the techniques that Moshe Rabbeinu used, he gave benachalat to Am Yisrael to be able to use that kol pa'am mechadash. And that's something that works, says Rabbi Yonah. Now, Ot Mem Zayin, Ha'ikar HaShiva Asa, the 17th principle of Teshuvah. You already finished with Shir, right? So now, 1:30 starts Limud Echol today?
All of our finals start
3 o'clock.
That's
so
a
yeah,
really
final concern. Okay, so we'll continue a little bit. Visit Hashem. You take a little bit of Musar before the test. Zatov. Yeah, instead of last minute cramming. Scientifically, by the way, I read a few studies. Last minute cramming is not effective. You know that. Last minute cramming. Whatever you know from before already, people think when they have a choice, last minute cramming and staying up at light and skimping on sleep, or go to sleep. Scientifically, it's proving that getting more sleep is more effective.
Last minute cramming with sleep.
Huh?
Last minute cramming with a lot of sleep.
Okay. But you should be just like lehavdil elef alfei havdalot with the Torah Kedosha. You have to be methodical, systematic. You have to have a system. So too, lehavdil b'limudei chol, you also have to have a system. You know, cram, cram, cram. The mind is not meant to absorb information in that way. It's supposed to be systematic, you know, have file cabinets in your mind. Remember we spoke about that? Also to recall the information. I told you about a book, a certain book that...
Question.
Yeah.
So in the book, he talks about like one of the most effective ways of remembering things is to use, I guess, provocative different ways of just...
I did say on that Shabbat, that's why I didn't want to say the word, you have to use your discretion, meaning when they say things like that, they're saying that because that's, you know, for some people, that's how the mind works. They want you to, because those are things that a person likes to associate with, right? Gezel va'arayot nafsho shel adam mechamdata. Person likes those things. That's why it's such a big nisenot. Says, oh, think about that, associate it with that. The reason why I sent you to that book is because it's the book teaches you about the process of association. Associating the things that you want to remember with other things that you already have klar. So, bishvilam, they have all sorts of, you know, who knows what. Aval bishvilam was associated with happy things, with happy memories, other things like that. Kamuvan, you know, you have to use your discretion when you read the book. You have to, just like when you're learning any limud echol, you have to, you know, filter. זה ידוע. פשוטו כמשמעו, נתנאל. איתן. פשוט פשוט. אין שום ספק בעולם. נאה. חס ושלום. רק דגמרה says, היוורי עבירה קשין מעבירה. חס ושלום. זה טוב לעמים. אבל עם ישראל קדושים ותאורים, חס ושלום. נאה. He says, העיקר השבעה עשר, לרדוף פעולות החסד והאמת. Part of תשובה is running after, not only to be אוהב shalom and emet, but lirdof, to run after, look for opportunities. Yeah, Thursday, Shuk Schlepper Day. Nahon? Nahon? They even have the jackets. Mm-hmm. When you go to old people in the shuk, they never think it's a scam or whatever? Bemet? No, if I was an old person and somebody came, whatever, I would think it's a scam. No?
Israeli mentality. Oh, this is...
Oh, yeah? Probably a lot of them think it's a scam. No? You know what I'm talking about?
Old, old-time Israelis, they feel like they take on the you know?
Okay.
They can take
them on. טוב, יפה. כעניין שנאמר, בחסד ואמת יחופר עוון, וביראת אדוני סור מרע, את הפסוק אין משלב, ואתה התבונן בסוד המקרא הזה. What does this פסוק mean? כי האומנם אם החוטא לא שב אל השם, לא יתכפר עוונו בפועל החסד. Yeah, don't think, if a person didn't עוון and he wasn't חוזר בתשובה, he says, you know what? Instead of being חוזר בתשובה, let me try to offset it with חסד. It doesn't work like that. כמו שנאמר, אשר לא יישא פנים ולא ייקח שוחד, ופירשו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, לא ייקח שוחד מצוות למחול ולהעביר על עוונות. Hashem says, it doesn't work that way. You did עוונות, you're going to pay. Even if you do מצוות, מצוות, מצוות. Not only that, if a person does עבירות, the Gemara says, מסכת. סוטה דף כף א', עבירה מחבה מצווה. אין עבירה, right? The Gemara says, עבירה מחבה מצווה, ואין עבירה מחבה תורה. אין עבירה can put out מצוות, we do know that. But it can't put out Torah. But don't think that you're going to be able to kind of flatter HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all sorts of mitzvot instead of being chozer b'tshuva. Hashem says no. The only way to be mechaper al-avon is with tshuva. Now once you have the tshuva, says Rabban Yonah, the 1-2 punches? It's like the knockout of the avera. You have the tshuva plus chesed, boom, you knocked it out of the park. He says... ועוד אמרו כל האומר הקדוש ברוך הוא ותרן, הוא יוותרו חייו. אבל מעריך הפעם, חס ושלום, a person should never think that הקדוש ברוך הוא lets things slide. Hashem doesn't let anything slide. But what? Oh, if that's the case, how come Hashem doesn't punish us on the spot? That's not because Chas v'Shalom Hashem lets things slide. Ela, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Erech HaPaim, one of his Yudgim al Midot. Hashem is long to anger. But don't mistake that for Hashem letting things slide. V'im lo yishme'u, yamod pa'ulatam el chekam. Eventually, if a person's not chozer b'tshuva, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu's delayed anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come with fire and brimstone and retaliate against the person. So what does it mean that chesed ve'emet are vehicles for kaparat avonot? It's talking about when a person's chozer b'tshuva. Ki yesh averot she'atshuva v'yom ha'kipurim tolin v'yisurim memarkim k'asher yitbar b'sha'ar ha'revi'i. והנה החסד יגן בעד החוטא וישמור עליו מן האיסורים שגם הסל יציל מן המוות, כמו שכתוב, צדקת הציל ממוות. רבותיי, listen to this. A person does certain עבירות, and he's חוזר בתשובה. We know that certain עבירות, even חזרה בתשובה, is great, but it's not enough to be מחפר, unless you have יסורים. Which class of עבונות is that? הגמרא says מסכת יומא דף פ"ו. When does a person need יסורים, together with תשובה ויום הכיפורים? קראת. And then what do you have? What's the worst? Ooh, chilul Hashem, that's mita. Now, there's no way to save a person's self from the yisurim. You did the avon. You need that for kapara. Aval says Shlomo HaMelech, there's one way to protect yourself from the yisurim. What's that? Chesed. You do ma'ase chesed. That's a protection. That's a barrier between the person and the yisurim. That's the only way for a person to protect himself from that. And that is בחסד באמת, like we also say, וצדקת תציל ממוות. Not only does it protect from יסורים, it also protects from death. Yeah.
רמק
says that. רמק says that in תומד אדולה.
Huh? That would be מחפר for תודה שם, ותשובה?
No, he says that works for יסורים.
Not תשובה. Even though we say that בושה when you're embarrassed.
Maybe, but I know what the רמק says in תומד אדולה. He says that if a person is liable for Yisurim, you should always pray that they're Yisurim that don't take away from his health and Avodat Hashem. What's the only Yisurim in the world that doesn't take away from your bodily or spiritual health? What's that? Busha? Why? You're healthy, Baruch Hashem. Doesn't cost you anything. You get to continue. So, again, ואל תבינו לחטא ולא נצאנו ולא לביזיון. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we say, if Hashem, I'm liable for that, let it be something that won't inhibit me in my avodat Hashem, which is busha. That's why it's a big thing. Everybody knows. The Ba'alei Musar say the biggest form of bracha. I had it, Baruch Hashem, I had it a few weeks ago. I was zoche. You know, everybody was zoche, is zoche to this at some point in their life. Somebody did, Baruch Hashem, a tremendous busha barabim to me. Tremendous busha. Mash. Took out all the stops, which is fine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the zechut, and I was able not to answer back. And I saw be'emet, people came over to me afterwards, and somebody asked me for a bracha. I'm not going to say who. Somebody asked me for a bracha about a certain inyan that he was going through, that was going through a very difficult situation in some aspect of his life. And right after he was right there, you know, be'ashgacha pratit, and be'oto rega, he asked for a bracha. And I gave mamash, I don't give, not a baba, I don't give brachot, but I gave him a bracha mikirev lev, a bracha from my heart, from one yid to another, and Baruch Hashem, he saw Yeshuot. Not from me. Look at the koach habusha. Always look for a person in that situation. Those brachot are the most powerful. The bracha that comes from a person who's mitbayesh, barabim, and he didn't answer back, and the ma'anam is. There's so many stories, so many gedolei Yisrael, it's, you know, ABCs. It's big stuff. Now, we have a watch. Chila. Bezat Hashem, I'm getting a watch next week. Shato Amutzlachat, finally. Yeah. No, so it took a while.
Fully broke?
No, it's dead. No. Allah. Ashkava. Kaddish. Yeah. Miskin. He served me well. He served me with my wedding gift. And Allah la'olam miskin. Allah nafal, Allah. That's miskin. But you know something? It's good. A watch is the, which one was it? I think it was either the Imre Emes or the Beis Yisrael Migur. One of the Ger Rebbes, they said, especially by Hasidim, it's very nahuk to buy a watch for the Chatan, a gold watch. He says, why do we buy a gold watch for the Chatan? He says, because we're trying to hint to the Chatan, treat time like gold. Every second, Yeah, that's something in life, everything can be replenished. There's only one thing in life you're not able to make up. That can't be replenished, and that's time. This moment will never, ever, ever, ever come back. And nothing you do will ever bring it. You can impact future moments, current and future moments, but the past moments, past times, zil. The most precious thing in all of life is time and about time. Use it wisely. Now, let's just finish one more paragraph, and then I'll let you go. ועוד יש אבון והוא אבון חילול השם. איי, 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 the worst kind of אבון is חילול השם, שהתשובה ואיסורים תולין ומיתה ממרקת, הגמרא tells us, כמו שנאמר, אם יכופר האבון הזה לכם עד תמותון, if the sin will be atoned for until you die, that's the אבון of חילול השם. והנה כאשר האדם משתדל לתמוך ביד האמת ויעזור אחריה ויתעורד בדבריה, when a person chases חסד ואמת, what does that create in the world? והופיע אורו לעיני בני עמו, when people see that he's a seeker of truth and chesed, ויחזק ידי אנשי האמת ונשאו ראשם, he'll try to help people who are seeking truth, וחיתות השקר ישפילן יגיעין הדפר, and he goes after the lies, injustices, and untruths, he נעל לדרכי קידוש השם, והוד וידע לאמונתו ועבודתו בעולם. By doing that, what's a person doing? He's creating more קידוש השם in the world. ועוז ותפארת במקדש תורתו. Flowery לשון based on פסוקים. על כן בהרבות פעליו לקדש את השם ולעודד האמת להכין אותה ולסעדה, the more a person tries to counteract his חילול השם by acting in ways that kind of make קידושי שם שמיים permeate throughout the world, ונסלח לו מאבון החילול עם התשובה בסומו האמת לעומת אשמת החילול, מידת תשובתו כנגד מידת משובתו. יעזה ברור בחסד באמת יחופר אבון. This is where we say not only is חסד protects from Yisurim and Karet. Emet protects from the Mita. How so? Because Bikusha Emet creates Kiddush Hashem in the world, and the Kiddush Hashem creates a force field so that a person will be protected from death that he was liable for as a result of the Chilul Hashem.
What is the halacha implications of Kiddush Hashem? Who does it have to extend towards? So we want to chase truth, yes, but does that mean...
So Kiddush Hashem, halachic Kiddush Hashem, refers to a person who's doing the Ratzon Hashem, Torah u'mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim b'fnei asara mi'Yisrael. Now, real Kiddushem Shamayim, if you look in the poskim, sometimes that has to do with, you know, giving one's life up in front of asara mi'Yisrael for things that we need to. You know, there's v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael is, yes, on one level doing Torah mitzvot, but sometimes even the ultimate Kiddush Hashem is giving up one's life under situations where he's mechuyav to do so lefi halacha, that's the ultimate Kiddush Hashem, but there are other levels of Kiddush Hashem, but it's primarily in front of Asara Mi'Yisrael. Tov Rabotai, wish you all Shabbat Shalom, Hatzlacha in your limudim and in your tests, Be'ezat Hashem, Bechol Asher Tifnu, Teskilu V'Tatzlichu, Be'ezat Hashem.
Amen.